from the earth that sailed in storm and rain, to Karbala's land of grief and pain. One held life through water's wave, one showed truth and died so brave. From the ark to Karbala.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah.
Dear viewers of Madreen Channel, welcome back to this beautiful program of Madreen Channel, From the Ark to Karbala. And in this series of Madreen Channel, we are looking at the matters which are very relevant and mentioned regarding the month of Muharram, which is the first month of the Islamic calendar. And specifically, the 10th of Muharram, which is known as the Day of Ashura, and its significance, its merits, its fadilat, which is mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have discussed this in our previous episodes as well. And more specifically, related to the events which have occurred on the Day of Ashura. There are several events, marvelous events, which have occurred on the Day of Ashura. Such events which hold a very great level in the Islamic history. If you talk about the repentance of Adam alayhi salam, talk about the Ark of Noah alayhi salam, talk about the fire in which Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu was salam was put, you speak about Yunus alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then of course the event which is very close to our hearts, the entire incident of Karbala. So episode wise, we are trying to cover the prominent events which have occurred on the 10th of Muharram al-Haram, like we have already discussed regarding the Ark of Noah alayhi salam, regarding Ibrahim alayhi salam. We've discussed those. And today, inshallah, we will discuss regarding Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. That a very famous narration and a very famous incident which our children know. And if they don't know, you should tell them. Because if we don't tell them, who else is going to tell them? Because they should know these things. And that is regarding the splitting of the river. And what was it and how was it? Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss in this episode. So as in the previous episodes, before coming to that specific incident, we will be getting a brief introduction of that Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding whom this discussion is. And of course, we have a certain format that we will first listen to the Fadilat of Durood Sharif, then we will illuminate our hearts as well with a beautiful Naat recitation, inshallah. And then inshallah a brief overview about the Prophet of Allah, and in this case of today's episode is Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and few of his life events, and then heading towards the specific incident related to the Day of Ashura, which is the splitting of the water and the end of Firaun basically. So before we proceed, let's listen to a narration which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has recommended for us, told us, instructed us, encouraged us about sending salutations upon him. The Prophet of mankind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, the one who sends salawat upon me 50 times daily, I shall shake hands with him on the day of judgment.
Subhanallah.
Sallu ala al-habib,
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad,
sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I will request Maulana Shams Madri to, you know, set the tone for this entire episode, inshallah, by rendering a beautiful naat in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Habiballah. کیوں کر نہ میرے دل میں ہو الفت رسول کی, الفت رسول کی. کیوں کر نہ میرے دل میں ہو الفت رسول کی, الفت رسول کی. چلتا ہوں میں بھی قافلے والوں رکو ذرا چلتا ہوں میں بھی قافلے والوں رکو ذرا ملنے تو بس مجھے بھی ملنے تو بس مجھے بھی اجازت رسول کی ملنے تو بس مجھے بھی اجازت رسول کی جنت میں نے ایک جائے گی جنت میں نے ایک جائے گی چاہت رسول کی کیوں کرنا میرے دل میں ہو الفت رسول کی الفت رسول کی پوچھے جو دل و علم میں کیلے عبر میں پوچھے جو دل و علم میں کیلے عبر میں اس وقت میرے لب پہ ہو مدحت رسول کی کیوں کرنا میرے دل میں ہو الفت رسول کی الفت رسول کی قبر میں سرکار آئے تو میں قدموں میں گروں قبر میں سرکار آئے تو میں قدموں میں گر فرشت بھی اتائے تو میں اسے یوں کہوں اب تو پائے ناز سے میں اے فرشتوں تو اب تو پائے ناز سے میں اے فرشتوں تو چاہو یہاں اس دلربا کے واسطے تیرے باقیوں کے قدم میں مجھ کو گرا دشا تیرے باقیوں کے قدم میں مجھ کو گرا دشا جس بات کون حد میں جس بات کون حد میں زیارت رسول کی جس بات کون حد میں زیارت رسول کی بول جنت میں ایک جائے گی جنت میں ایک جائے گی چاہت رسول کی کیوں کرنا میرے دل میں ہو الفت رسول کی الفت رسول کی
سبحان اللہ ماشاءاللہ
جزاک
اللہ خیرا. It is always mesmerizing, especially the part where you when you said those beautiful words that mar ke pahuncha hu yahan is dil ruba ke waste ab to paaye naaz se farishte. So even for normal natkha to pull the specific portions in the rhythm and that specific tune is an effort. But mashallah Maulana being a non urdu speaker, alhamdulillah, it is the blessing of Allah, and I believe the way he is, if I give him a passage in Urdu or something and for him to read it to me aloud, mashallah, he understands Urdu, but for him to properly memorize a passage or something in Urdu, he might not do it in that specific manner. So this tells us that this is the beauty of the recitation of the praise of Rasulullah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
That Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's praises hold such value and such importance, alhamdulillah. Anyways, coming back to our topic, and our topic is wonderful today about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. That Musa alayhi salam is a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as discussed earlier, he is also amongst the Ulul Azm. And the Ulul Azm prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you can just quickly mention them for our viewers who are joining us back, for them to recall and for the new ones to also increase in their knowledge.
As we said in the previous episode, that we have five of Ulul Azm. The first one is Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and the second one is Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and we have Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam,
our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. By Ulul Azm we mean all the prophets are the crowns of our head. By Ulul Azm, these are the five highly ranked prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the master of all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are fortunate to be the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is nobody like our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the mercy for the creation. He is the mercy for all the universes. Alhamdulillah. So regarding Sayyidina Musa ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa sallam, inshallah, we will be recalling his life events, and more specifically the event which is related to the splitting of the sea. The sea was split, and it actually had a passage, and the water had become like walls. And a safe passage for Musa alayhi salam and his nation, and ultimately the destruction of Fir'aun. And by the way, this event took place on the
10th
of Muharram. So exactly when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached Madinatul Munawwara. So this is a narration in Sahih Muslim, that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached Madinatul Munawwara and found the non-Muslims there who were fasting on the day of Ashura, and he asked, what is the reason? They said that the Bani Israel attained liberation on this day, and Musa alayhi salam was blessed with this entire incident of the sea giving away and Fir'aun's destruction. So as gratification for that, we fast on this day. So at that time, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, we are more worthy of Musa alayhi salam than them.
Subhanallah.
So hence Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also fasted on the 10th of Muharram al-Haram, and he encouraged the nation to also fast. But this tells us that this narration proves that this incident of Musa alayhi salam took place on the 10th of Muharram. So Musa ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam was born in a time when Fir'aun had ordered the killing of every newborn boy. His mother placed him in a basket and placed the basket in the river Nile. And that same river took him to Fir'aun's palace. So how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plans it is miraculous. And the question here comes, why was Fir'aun doing like this? Why had he ordered for the babies to be killed, and what was the reason? Basically, in short, what was he scared of?
Because he was told by his magician that a boy is going to be born, and this boy who is going to be born is going to overpower him. So he was scared. That's why he ordered that all the newborn baby should be killed.
Especially, little did he know. Little did he know that Musa alayhi salam is being protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, but Fir'aun, if we can just have a brief overview about who this enemy was also. For the viewers to know that, okay, we are talking about Musa alayhi salam, but who was Fir'aun exactly? So in ancient times, the king of Egypt was called Fir'aun. Fir'aun was like a title. So like how you have Pharaoh 1, Pharaoh 2, Pharaoh 3, like that. So similarly, the king of Rome used to be known as Caesar. The king of Egypt used to be known as Fir'aun. King of Rome used to be known as Caesar. The king of Iran used to be known as Kisra. The king of Yemen used to be known as Tubba. And the king of Turkey used to be known as Khakan. And the king of Habasha used to be known as Najashi. These are the titles of the kings.
The kings.
So among all pharaohs of Egypt, the pharaoh of the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was the most ill-mannered. Most ill-mannered and stone-hearted and the most cruelest person. Basically, rubbish. In short words. So his name was Walid ibn Mus'ab bin Rayyan. Walid ibn Mus'ab bin Rayyan, and he belonged to the Coptic tribe. The name of Fir'aun at the time of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam was Rayyan bin Walid, who became a believer later. So that means this one at the time of Musa alayhi salam, the Fir'aun at the time of Musa alayhi salam, was Walid ibn Mus'ab ibn Rayyan. And at the time of Yusuf alayhi salam was Rayyan bin Walid. So basically, the grandfather of the Fir'aun at the time of Musa alayhi salam. But the one who was at the time of Yusuf alayhi salam, because Yusuf alayhi salam became a prominent figure of Egypt. So at that time, the Fir'aun at that time had actually become a Muslim. Yeah. So there is a long time span of more than 400 years between the Fir'auns at the time of Yusuf alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam. It's a duration of 400 years. So basically, according to that time, two generations, because life spans in those times were also quite big. So Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam was born, and as you mentioned, that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was placed into the
basket.
Yeah, and that basket was then placed into the river Nile. But another wonderful fact, that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was born during the time when newborn babies of the Bani Israel were being killed brutally. It's not just killing and ending life. It's like the end level of oppression. Basically, as Maulana mentioned, that Fir'aun was killing babies. Why? He was fearing his rule. But those babies will take time to grow up. So he is anticipating something to be happening after 30 years and 40 years. And based on that doubt, he is killing the babies. Why? For his own satisfaction. That after 20, after 30 years, after 40 years, I should not be thrown off my chair. So at that time, Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam was placed in the river, and the entire story goes on a canal from the river Nile flowed in the palace of Fir'aun. And Pharaoh and his wife, Bibi Asiya, radiallahu ta'ala anha, who had her belief in Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam later on, was sitting in the palace and enjoying themselves with the beautiful sight of the canal, that water canal. When they saw the box floating down, Musa alayhi salam's mother placed him in the box so that Fir'aun's men shouldn't find it, and placed the basket in the river, and the basket reaches the house of Fir'aun.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
And Allah Ta'ala gives Musa alayhi salam protection in the house of the one who is going out to kill everyone.
Yeah.
Look how great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how are the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyways, they ordered the servants to bring the box to them. When the box was opened, a very beautiful baby boy was found inside.
Subhanallah.
Both Fir'aun and his wife, Bibi Asiya, radiallahu ta'ala anha, had a feeling of love for the infant. Bibi Asiya, radiallahu ta'ala anha, then said to Fir'aun, and which is mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Qasas, that this child is the comfort of yours and my eyes. Do not kill him. Perhaps he may benefit us, or we may take him as our son. And they were unaware.
Subhanallah.
So they now adopted this child. And since Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was just an infant, they looked for a nurse to bring the child up, to raise the child. But Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam would not nurse any woman. He would not allow any woman to nurse him, that young baby. So he would not get comfortable with any nurse. So on the other hand, the mother of Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah, was much worried about the condition and whereabouts of the child. To see how Allah Ta'ala brings everything in line. How the plan of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala works. That a boy is placed in the river, baby, an infant. That infant reaches the house of the enemy. And the baby is not allowing any woman as a nurse. He's not being comfortable. So Musa Alayhi Salaam's mother on the other hand is worried. Whereabouts of the child. What's happening? So at last, she sent Maryam, the sister of Musa alayhi salam, to Pharaoh's palace to gather some information. Just sent to the palace to see is there any latest news or something. So when Maryam saw the little child was not suckling, she said to Pharaoh, I shall bring a woman, perhaps the baby will start nursing. So who is this lady? Who is this girl? It's the sister of Musa alayhi salam. And the sister is also smart. She says, wait, I know a woman who can possibly take care. So thus Maryam took the mother of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to Pharaoh's palace. And the moment she started nursing the baby, he alayhi salam began to suckle as well.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Hence the mother of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was reunited with the child.
Subhanallah.
Imagine sending the child off into a basket. And then Allah Ta'ala plans it such that across the river, now you are reuniting with the child in the enemy's house, in the enemy's den. Basically, this is the barakat of the mother's hope and trust in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The ultimate hope in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But what was the name of the mother? This is also something very beautiful. The name of the mother was Yuhannis. And the name of the father was Imran. Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And just for our viewers, a brief introduction about Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, as we know and as we say, his name is Musa ibn Imran alayhi salam. And Kalimullah is his title. Because he spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was from the Bani Israel tribe. And he was born in Egypt. And the age of Musa alayhi salam. How much did Musa alayhi salam age? 120 years.
Subhanallah.
Approximately. So now we come to that thing. Alhamdulillah, you covered the aspect about putting Musa alayhi salam in the basket and the house of Fir'aun. Would you like to add anything regarding the biography of Musa alayhi salam before we go towards the story of the ocean splitting?
One day, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he's walking in the city. Then he found two men were fighting. One from Bani Israel and one from the Qibti, from Fir'aun side. A man from Qibti side is forcing himself to fight his friend. Then Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he punched him. Then unfortunately, the man passed away. He died. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was scared. He fled away. He went to Madian. Madian, where he met two ladies. These two ladies are the daughters of Sayyidina Shuwayb alayhi salam. Sayyidina Shuwayb alayhi salatu wasalam is inviting him home to offer him something. Sayyidina Shuwayb alayhi salatu wasalam, the offer was, you're going to take care for the animals for 8 years. Or if you want, you can take care for 10 years. This one was the mahar of taking the daughter of Sayyidina Shuwayb as his wife, subhanAllah.
And then he returned to
Egypt.
Yeah. And when he returns to Egypt, he saw a fire.
Yes.
And he went to investigate. But when he went high, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to him.
SubhanAllah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had that conversation to him and gave him the mission of rescuing the Bani Israel. And he was given two miracles as well at that time. And that was the miracle of the stick and the miracle of a glowing hand. The miracle of the stick, that he threw a stick and it becomes
a
serpent, a snake.
SubhanAllah.
And Musa alayhi salam and his brother Harun alayhi salam confronted Fir'aun. Now Fir'aun, again, we know he is a very huge figure now in Egypt. And Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam has come after 10 years. And now he needs to confront the man in whose house he grew up.
Subhanallah.
Fir'aun's house. You know, right is right. Again, what we had spoken. Yes. Right is right. Even if no one is on that side.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. He grew up in his house. But what is right is right. Mm-hmm. What is the order of Allah is the order of Allah. Mm-hmm. So Musa alayhi salam and his brother confronted Fir'aun. Fir'aun mocked him by saying, who is the God? Who is the God you're talking about? Who is he? Mm. Now Musa alayhi salam showed him his miracles. And Fir'aun called it magic. Mm. So when Musa alayhi salam's staff, his stick, turned into a real snake, and it swallowed all the snakes of the magicians, because it was like an entire event which was created. All the magicians are brought, they are showing their tricks and everything. Mm. And Musa alayhi salam places his stick and it becomes into a serpent and consumes all the snakes of the magicians. Allah. So many magicians believed in Allah instantly. They said, this cannot be any magical trick. This is a miracle of the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically, imagine in a modern way that imagine a TV public debate between two parties. And one party is well known and strong and well established in the society, but is wrong. And the other one may not be as powerful worldly sense or political sense as him, but he is right and he is confident and committed to his truth and mission. And the audience at that time, stands up and says, no, you are right.
Subhanallah.
Just try to visualize that. Allahu Akbar. What sort of victory is that and what sort of magnificence that is. Anyways, it continued, and the end of every oppression also comes. So the end of Fir'aun also had to come.
And from there, the incident you have just explained about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam defeating the magicians. We are learning from this incident that ash-shuja'atu fi qawl al-haq muhim. That to stand brave when you are presenting haq, it is very important in our day. And also we are learning from here, al-iman afdal or al-iman ahamu min as-sihr. As long as you have iman, even the magician are 30 or 50 and they are maybe trying to attack you, but as long as you have iman, you'll be saved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to save you.
Subhanallah.
100%. And from this, also one more thing is coming to my mind. Using magic as your tool. Unfortunately, in today's time, we are seeing that magic for many is becoming a resort of help for them. And out of jealousy, doing magic on others, doing this sihr, magic, is haram. Islam does not allow it. It is haram. And a person who goes to the magicians to do magic on somebody, or somebody who does magic on other people, that person faces the consequences of this in this world itself. Because upon whom the magic is done, he is an oppressed. And Allah Ta'ala will help the oppressed. But that magician has become an oppressor. And he will face his end, he will see his end. So, anyways, coming back to the incident of Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. So Musa alayhi salam defeating those magicians. Yet Fir'aun did not open his eyes. After all has happened in front of his eyes, yet Fir'aun does not want to open his eyes and realize the truth. And yet he is stubborn on this fact that I am God. Ma'adallah. Even after seeing the signs, even after seeing everything. But his end is now near. And this end is on the day of
Ashura.
So anyways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salam to take the Bani Israel and leave Egypt. And now he should leave Egypt. And Fir'aun followed with his army. He was also behind. And at the Red Sea, the Bani Israel panicked. That now we are trapped. That there is nothing. And Musa alayhi salam is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is doing what Allah has instructed. So he is following the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they, when they get to the Red Sea, so it's like a dead end for them. Now how do we go ahead? What do we do? So at the Red Sea, the Bani Israel panicked that now we are trapped. Allah ordered Musa alayhi salam to strike the sea with his stick. And the water was gushing from the sides. SubhanAllah. There was a clear path. And not one, 12 paths.
So you mean 12 tribes. Sab, you mean the place was completely dry?
Which place?
Where
they were passing. Not one place, 12 places.
Oh.
It's basically 12 paths created for 12 tribes. So water is like, you know, going up, it's like a wall of water on your right and left. And there are 12 paths we were created by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As they crossed, Fir'aun and his army also followed. In fact, it is also mentioned Fir'aun at a distance is telling his followers, check that out.
Because of me.
Because of me. So that is very ridiculous. The sea gave way when the Bani Israel passed, Musa alayhi salam and the people passed. Fir'aun also jumps inside and he is going, it happened because of me. The sea is my subject. So as Musa alayhi salam and his people had passed, the water came back. And Fir'aun is now
drawn. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we saved Musa and the one who was with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Yani the Bani Israel were with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them. Then he said, ثُمَّ أَغْرَقِنَا الْآخَرِينَ. Then we drawn the rest. Yani people of Fir'aun and his army.
Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And in fact, you know, Fir'aun's body, possibly Ramesses II, possibly, is on display in Cairo Museum.
Till today,
it's there. It's mummified. And the Quran also foretold this, that they will preserve the bodies and stuff. So possibly, it's not like 100%, but possibly it may be that one. Okay, but anyways, this was what marked the end of Fir'aun. But the story did not end there. It's not like it all finished there. Now what happens is, Fir'aun drowned. Fir'aun's end came. But at that time, when Fir'aun was drowning in the river along with his army, he said, oh Allah, I believe in you.
So what happened that time?
Okay, so when he said, Ya Allah, now I believe in you, but his faith was not because of his heart. It was because now he has no other choice.
Yeah.
He has seen his end in front of him and he died in the state of disbelief. He died in that state of disbelief. Therefore, some people who said that he died as a believer are wrong. Whoever says that he died as a believer are wrong. And this is mentioned in Tafsir al-Sawi. And at the time of drowning, Fir'aun said, Amantu, Amantu, I have accepted faith, I have accepted faith.
Yeah.
And now, whole life, Musa alayhi salam has been telling you. You have been hearing. But you want to go out, kill people. You want to go out, oppress people. You want to force people for your own worship. When everything is done, now you're opening your eyes, it's too late. It is narrated that by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam filled the mouth of Fir'aun with mud and he could not pronounce the shahada. He could not pronounce the shahada. His mouth was filled. Because whole life, they, basically in short, there is an end to every evil. No matter how attractful evil may look, but at the end, it goes down in the mud. And no matter how difficult truth and goodness may look, at the end, it results in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something which should actually work as an eye-opener for us. So what do you say about this entire incident? And how do you take it as a lesson for the youth today?
If you see the incident of splitting of River Nile, just imagine the people of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they are telling Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that Musa, in front of us there is a sea and behind us there is a the people of Fir'aun. And we are captured. We are captured here. So see the faith. See the iman. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, what he said. He said, my Rabb is with me and he shall guide you. From this incident, we can see the power of having faith. No matter what. Whether we are in difficulties, we are in calamities, in trouble, still we should believe and we should have faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control. Whether we are in bankrupt, whether our life are not going the way we are supposed to go, the way we are thinking that maybe my life will be in this way, then we should put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In front of them, there is ocean, behind them people, Pharaoh, but still he said, my Lord is with me and he shall give me a way out. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your lecture time. When things are going well, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He shall remember you when you are in difficulties. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he saved Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, because he used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time as a prophet. Well, Fir'aun here, you want to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he's in what? In difficulties. Yes, difficult. And the Nabi say, remember Allah in time of when you have peace. Everything is well. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Just summarizing it, this is the 10th of Muharram al-Haram, the day on which this event took place, of splitting of the sea of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, which we have just heard. And may Allah ta'ala grant us the blessings of Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to honor the day of Ashura inshallah azza wa jal. Keep watching Madani channel and see you again in the next episode. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
From the earth that sailed in storm and rain, from to Karbala's land of grief and pain, one held life through water's wave, one showed truth and died so brave. From the ark to Karbala.